Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Indistractable, How to Control Your Attention and Choose Your Life. Author Nir Eyal presents a comprehensive guide to mastering one's attention and overcoming the endless distractions of the modern world. Building on his expertise in behavioral design, Eyal outlines understanding distractions' root causes and leveraging the psychology that drives our focus. Unlike typical productivity advice, which focuses on superficial quick fixes, Indistractable digs deeper into the psychology behind our behavior, offering a robust framework for sustainable change. Through a combination of personal anecdotes, scientific studies, and actionable strategies, Eyal provides readers with the tools they need to regain control of their attention and thus, their lives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding internal triggers. One of Eyal's key insights is the distinction between external triggers and internal triggers. Internal triggers are the psychological impulses that lead us to distraction, often stemming from negative emotions like boredom, anxiety, or stress. Eyal argues that mastering these triggers requires self-awareness and strategies to manage uncomfortable emotions. Techniques such as mindfulness, setting time for reflection, and reframing our perspective on discomfort are proposed as methods to cope with these triggers. Understanding our own internal triggers is foundational in the quest to become indistractable because it addresses the root cause of distraction rather than merely its symptoms. Secondly, making time for traction. Eyal introduces the concept of traction, which represents actions that draw us closer to our goals and values, as opposed to distraction, which pulls us away. The heart of becoming indistractable lies in turning our values into time. Eyal emphasizes the importance of time management and the necessity of syncing our schedule with our values. This involves deliberate planning and the use of tools to safeguard our attention, such as time boxing our day to ensure important tasks are given the focus they deserve. This method not only protects against the allure of distraction, but also ensures our actions are aligned with our deeper goals. Thirdly, harnessing external triggers. While much of our distractedness comes from within, external triggers, such as notifications, emails, and other people, can also lead us astray. Eyal provides strategies for redesigning one's digital and physical environment to reduce these external prompts to distraction. This includes practical advice like changing notification settings, curating the digital interfaces we interact with, and setting boundaries with people who might interrupt our focus. The goal is to eliminate or adjust these triggers so they serve us, rather than disrupt us, creating an environment conducive to concentration. Fourthly, managing relationships. Eyal acknowledges the complex role that social obligations and interpersonal relationships play in our ability to focus. He explores how to communicate and set expectations with others about one's availability and attention. This includes setting up systems and utilizing technology in a way that enhances our connections with others rather than detracting from them. Techniques like scheduling in-person meetups and focus sessions with colleagues or family members can foster a culture of respect for undivided attention and help mitigate the potential distractions that personal relationships can introduce. Lastly, adopting a pact to prevent distraction. Finally, Eyal introduces the concept of creating a pact as a way to pre-commit to indistractability. This involves making personal, action, credibility, and time-based commitments that help bind oneself to behaviors that enhance focus. By setting personal rules, leveraging technology for positive action triggers, publicly declaring one's commitments for social accountability, and using time-based techniques to limit potential distractions, individuals can create a robust framework to support their efforts to remain focused. This actionable strategy empowers individuals to proactively safeguard their attention from potential distractions. In conclusion, Nir Eyal's Indistractable, How to Control Your Attention and Choose Your Life, is an essential read for anyone looking to reclaim their focus in an increasingly distracted world. Whether it's professionals battling the constant ping of notifications, students struggling to concentrate on their studies, or individuals seeking to enjoy more meaningful quality time with loved ones, this book offers valuable insights and practical strategies to become indistractable. Eyal's comprehensive approach does not just deal with managing external distractions, but goes to the heart of the problem by addressing the internal triggers that lead us astray. By applying the principles and tactics outlined in Indistractable, readers can enhance their productivity, improve their relationships, and live a more fulfilling life aligned with their values. If you would like to support Nir Eyal, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.